My name is Martin Leung-wai, and I'm from New Zealand.
Okay, and you're one of the chosen few who actually had lunch with the Pope.
Yes, I am.
The only question I can ask was, what was it like?
It's just, I can't describe it, but it's just, I don't know, I'm still feeling dizzy, and the Pope was like two seats away from me, and when we were eating on the kitchen table, and I felt like I was supported by the family and friends from back in my country. So I am a New Zealander, but my parents are from Samoa, and I represent the whole of Oceania, so all the South Pacific. So,
next question, what did you have to eat?
I don't know exactly, the vegetable with the fish, I think so.
It was like potatoes and beans, like a soup. That was the first plate, and then the second one was fish, and I had a bit of vegetables, but it was really delicate the way it was composed. And then we had dessert, which was ice cream inside an ice cradle.
And probably the most important question, what did you talk about?
I just talked about who I was and where I come from and also what I do. And I just asked the Holy Father to come to Oceania, to New Zealand, because he went to Australia. And it uplifted most of the Catholic faith there. But it would be good to do that in New Zealand. So, that's what we need. You know, we need more of world youth there, and being there is like a blessing for me. Yeah.
And yourself, you're from?
I'm from Vietnam.
Yes. You're representing the young Catholics of Asia. Sorry, your name?
My name is Paul.
What was it like to have lunch with a Pope? How many people at home would be thinking, I'd love to have been him? What was it like?
It's very special, very, it's just a lot of emotion for me, yes. And it's a gift for me.
Did you talk to the Pope? What did you say to him? And did he say anything in particular to you?
I said with him about myself, why I'm here for the work today. And I like so much the work today because it's the first time for me. It changed my life and so my faith.
What part of Vietnam are you from?
In the south of Vietnam.
What's the name of your diocese?
Ho Chi Minh.
And how many of you are over here from your diocese, do you know? Do you have any idea? Is there a big Vietnamese group here?
More or less 300 young people come here for the work today.
Have you been taking part in the catechesis? Have you been attending prayer sessions? What have you been doing in the last few days?
Yesterday I was Puerta de Ancala, but the other day I have to work for the work today. I'm working for the website.
You're one of the volunteers. Yes. How's that experience been?
It's very good for me, yes. I like it so much.
And if you were to describe how you feel now after having lunch with the Pope, what feeling comes to mind?
My feeling is, I can explain my feeling, but it's very special for me, yeah.
Has Benedict the 16th made an impact on your faith as a young Catholic?
He cares about the faith in Asia in general. And he pray a lot for us.
The relationship with other Catholics from around the world that you have met here in Madrid, okay? You work with Catholics from America, from Africa, from Europe. Your relationship to them, is it difficult because of the culture difference, because of the language difference, or was it simple?
Here in general,
here
with
in
the
general,
other...
With the other volunteers, yeah.
I think we have a good experience here because we very different about the country, but we have the same faith and with the same God, and it's very good to be here together so we can share everything, every different between among us, and so it's a good experience for the church. I like it so much. Yeah.
What message will you bring back to the other Catholic young men and women, boys and girls in Vietnam who don't have this experience of World Youth Day? What message will you bring back to them?
I think I will say is have to participate one time with the young people international, because after that we will receive a lot of things and we change our life, I think.